And welcome again to The Blessing. Now that we've started our recording, everyone, this is August the 28th. My gosh, we're almost at the end of summer. Oh, what a wonderful summer it's been, despite the few challenges that we've had. And I would like to have questions from our participants. I'm going to be scrolling down the board. Remember, it's 5-star. To enter the call, we have to keep it muted because once we have this many participants, we always get cross lines and static on the call. So 5-star if you want to talk. And I see that we have a lot of people ready for silent reception. This is your opportunity to speak, my friends, to ask questions about the blessing or share the benefits or offer information or hope to those who have just arrived on to the blessing call for the first time. Well, while I'm waiting, oh, okay, here we have someone. Area code 203, and you're on.
Loretta.
Hello, we can hear you.
Hello, my name is Loretta Marie.
Hello, Loretta.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and what would you like to share with us today?
I'm just so happy. My friend gave me the number and I'm very happy. I just been having problems with my family and I just want to thank you. I'm thanking the person who gave me the number and I'm thanking you for the blessings and the praying.
Well, thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate that. And, your gratitude is actually good because it will open the gates for you to receive more abundantly. And, Loretta, I also want to encourage you to realize that we don't always know what the blessing will do. But when it raises us to a higher level of union with God, openness to the benevolence of the universe, the Holy Spirit and Yeshua, good things come from it. And wherever good things come, follow those good things. It's a little bit like... if you've ever played the game of treasure hunt, or if you've ever been on like a party game where there were little clues given and you followed the clues and you went one clue to the next clue to the next clue. Well, every good thing that comes to you is a clue about where to go to find the next good thing that will come to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you follow the good things that come to you. And since you're new today, I'll just use you as the voice to share the instructions. I want you to remove your shoes and socks and to be seated when we start the blessing because as Yeshua would always say when he completed his own blessings, it is by your faith that you were made whole. Now, whole is the operative word here. He never said, I will heal you from your bleeding, or I will heal you from your leprosy, or I will heal you from your lameness. Never, ever. He said, I will make you whole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a very important clue to how he blessed. In other words, he lifted us to a level where our wholeness would then take over and repair the defects in life that we have begun to experience simply because our wholeness has been broken. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. But it's also part of the protocol of this blessing. You see, with your feet touching on the ground, you are connected to the earth. Because the earth blesses us as well. The earth is God's creation. She is not the source of pain. And even though we can, if we fall off of the steps, gravity will take us into a plunge on the ground, that doesn't mean gravity has ill will toward us. Actually, gravity is what holds us on the earth so that as it spins through heaven, we're completely secure. So gravity is just one of God's laws. And gravity pulls energy from the universe through the top of our head down to the tip of our spine to the coccygeal region, and then it flows into our legs and down into the earth. Now, the important reason for sitting is because that energy of gravity will pull the energy through us down to the base of our spine. Then it's nice to have our legs relaxed because the energy reverses as it moves up from the earth. So in other words, the energy moves down, it moves up, and it literally meets in the sacrum. It revolves and it moves back up again. Also, there's a little spin that takes place in the heart. And that's where the energy of the Holy Spirit and God and the earth find their most powerful intersection point. And so this is why I ask you during the blessing to allow your attention to go into your heart and pray from within your heart, because this accelerated energy is very pure, and it takes your prayers into the heart of God with no conditions attached. Now, see, this is what I think Yeshua really meant about faith. I think we often have a really big misunderstanding about faith, to think that faith means driving on a dark road with no headlights. He would never tell us to do something that risky and unintelligent. You see, I think what he means by faith, and this bears up so much with all the other things he's taught me, is that faith means to be unconditional in relation to the gifts of God. God often sees needs we don't even know we have. And actually, God heals us through first restoring our wholeness. And then the defects that we fixate on disappear. See, we can, all of us, we obsess on these defects, whether it's a challenge in a relationship, or whether it's a bad back, or some disease, or arterial problems, or not enough money. It's something in life that's broke. It's a broken link, you might say. It's a broken link in the wholeness. Well, the mistake we make, especially when we pray from our minds and we pray from the hurting energy, is that we pray in the energy of the defect. In other words, all of our attention is on this relationship that doesn't work, or the fact that we don't have enough money. We pray from that, and it's actually that defect that we're sending to God. We're not sending our faith. Do you see the difference, Loretta?
Yes, yes.
Yes, and that's why another part of the instruction is I want you to just take your mind, bless it. Our minds are good tools. They serve us well, but they're just not big enough to know all our needs and solve all our problems. I'm sorry, they're just not. So we take them like a loving child, and we sit them over on a park bench and say, be quiet and behave while I do God's business. Okay?
Yes.
And then you're just going to surrender into your heart and pray the prayer of your heart while I am being a conduit for Yeshua's blessing to you. So that kind of covers the instruction for all of our new members. And thank you for speaking up, Loretta. We're very, very welcome. You're very, very welcome, and we're so glad to have you. So let's see. Who else? Now, let me scroll down my dashboard here. I'm sure there's just got to be somebody else with a comment or a question. Nathaniel, are you here? I thought you were going to ask a question today, and I don't see you anywhere. So if you are, you're going to have to press star 5. I'm sorry, 5 star. Sometimes I get that wrong myself, and so I have to remind myself, this is a 5-star experience. Okay, there you are. Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Area code 305, you're on.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I'd like to share an experience I had after my last blessing.
Oh, great.
I had no money for my rent, and was very, very frightened for myself and my son. And after the blessing, I went and I slept, and I was awakened by a phone call. It was my landlord, and she actually, for no apparent reason, told me that I didn't need to pay my rent this month.
Oh, blessings. Now you know.
It was amazing. It was truly a miracle.
You know that came from high
places. Her name is Jackie, and I'm hoping she's listened to the call. It was truly a miracle. And also, my son was able to find work. That was another thing I prayed for. And we're all feeling much better. And
we thank God
like
for those blessings for you, Linda, and for many, many more. And I'm so glad you expressed your gratitude. You know, expressions of gratitude open more gateways.
I have a question in regard to I've heard an awful lot about beings that are called star seeds.
Uh-huh.
Do you know? Have you heard about star seeds?
Oh, sure.
And light workers. Is this all connected? Is this all connected to Christ?
You know, everybody's got a different definition of what that means. But I really do believe that in these days of trial, a lot of people that we have known in the past as saints who have lived in heavenly places for a long time have now returned to the earth to be here for us.
I see.
And that would be my explanation of it. I think that we have never had such an incredible assortment of people from those who are hurting and destructive to those who are saintly and wise, ever in one huge, enormous picture on our earth. In other days and times, I think it was a more homogeneous picture. But what we have is we have people who have hurt for a very long time, and they're angry, and they're saying, look, I'm hurting, I want something. And sometimes they demand it with a lot of anger and destruction. And then we have wonderful people who are here spiritually, tirelessly working to lift the planet up to where we can restore our wholeness as a human race. You see, I think that we're all part of the picture. And those who are angry and hurting are just people who got lost. They lost their way and became angry with life, and they disconnected from the Creator, and they disconnected from wholeness. But you can't ever disconnect, really, because we're all part of it. Everyone belongs. But the only way we can find a positive, creative place for everyone is to lift up the whole earth. So this is what Yeshua started 2,000 years ago. He lifted the whole earth up. One person, that's how strong he is. But now we need a chain of people working together to lift up the earth. And you're all contributing to it. Even if you can never, even if you don't feel the calling to become a blessing giver, even if you can never make that happen in your life, by being a blessing receiver, you are part of this chain, lifting up the earth. And look at what it did for you just in 1 week.
That's right. I have a group of people that I work with spiritually to help, and I've given them all the number, and they're all being helped. And, you know, you have Denise and Kim and so many people that I try to help, and they've all been very grateful for this opportunity. So I'd like to thank Jesus, and I'd like to thank you.
You are so welcome. And thank you for speaking up, Linda. I really, really appreciate that. And, you know, this isn't just to Linda. This is to everyone who chooses to speak. It's very important that you share your experience, because a lot of people have experiences they don't think are worth mentioning. But when they hear it coming from another person, they think, wow, that really was worth it. That just strengthens my faith. It makes me so much, feel so much better about what I can expect to receive. Okay, now we have two more people on the call. And area code 310, you're on.
Yes, hi, Glenda. Thank you very much for what you're doing. I had two questions, sort of. I don't know if you have time for both of them. One is, I wondered if you could say something about blessing our children. And another concern I have, which is could be a question, is what do you think about smart meters, about the health concerns about the from the radiation?
Okay, I'll answer both of those. And actually, interestingly, they're sort of connected. Strangely enough, first of all, you will bless your children because there is a ripple effect to this. You see, this blessing is being received as pure energy from God, conveyed by the Holy Spirit, and then directed into your heart by Yeshua and His love and guidance. I call Him Yeshua because I feel such great fondness for the name He carried when He walked upon the earth. But any of you who feel more comfortable calling Him Jesus, do not feel inhibited about using His name. He has many names. Jesus in Spanish, for example. And they're all sacred. They're all precious. I just personally prefer the name He used when He walked upon the earth. Somehow I relate to that name very deeply, in a very personal way. But I needed to say that because I know that Linda used the name Jesus, and I want to acknowledge that she just used the name that felt right to her. So thank you for not just being a clone of the way I use His name. All of you be in your rightness and in your energy, the way you see and feel it. Now, that's very relevant also to answering this question, because you see, you are going to be energetically empowered, and there is no such thing as energy that's just contained. Look at what happens when you throw a stone out in the water. You notice the ripples that move out around the eddies that move out around it. If you actually analyze the radiant energy of sound that comes from any instrument of sound, you'll see the radiant energy moving around it. And so, two things about your children. One is they're part of your wholeness. And so as you lift your life to a greater level of wholeness, you can't help but pull them, lift them up into that higher level of wholeness. And then they're probably the closest people to you in terms of your symbiosis. No matter how much we love and unite and adore our spouse, our children are literally issues of our body. And the symbiosis that's there is even more attuned to that radiant energy. And so you will lift them up. And if they ask you questions about why they're feeling better, you can explain to them. If you ask them sometime if they would like to just be present when a blessing is being given, you can call them in. They don't have to listen to the whole message. Or you could let them know where they could just be in the house and say, okay, just be resting now. We're doing the blessing. You know, my cat, I have a blessing giver cat. He absolutely throws a fit if he accidentally gets locked out of my blessing room. He has to be here with me. And animals love it. Children love it. So there is this radiant energy. Now, getting back to the smart meter, last week I went to a very large amount of trouble to get myself opted out because I do not want that kind of radiant energy emitting from every appliance in my home. I totally object to that because it's not a healthy frequency of energy. Now, I can give you a positive correlation. Recently, I purchased a Rife generator program that comes through the computer, And it's fascinating how it gives off different frequencies of energy that are related to certain levels of healing. And I just wanted to experiment with it because I wanted to make sure that it was not just isolating what I would call the broken pieces and sending energy to the broken pieces. It doesn't. It addresses energy that is relevant to different issues one might have, but I have noticed it actually contributing to the wholeness of my being. But this is not true about cell phones. It's not true about microwaves. And I'm not wanting to send out messages of paranoia, like never be near a microwave, never use a cell phone. I think that what really gets to us are these constant repeated patterns, which is what will happen with the smart meters. In other words, we'll be inundated with these patterns all the time. And so I do object to them. Now, that's a personal feeling. It may be a belief, but I have done research, and I have talked to people who have done intensive research about the long-range effects of being continuously in that influence. The short-term research by the various energy companies is only limited to a small periods of exposure. And I'm sure small periods of exposure to any one of these high-frequency devices is not going to cause damage to a healthy human being. But that's not the same thing as long-term, encapsulated, whole matrix of exposure. That's a different thing. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you so much, Glenda. God bless you.
Welcome. Let's see. Let me check the time here. Since our message today is involved in relating to real issues that everybody's had, I think we have time to take one more call, and then we will start the blessing. So area code 760, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kathy in San Diego.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Well, two things. One, it's funny. I didn't intend to talk about this, but down here in San Diego, they put smart meters in. We don't seem to have a choice. I don't think we can opt out. I don't think it's an option down here. And if they've been
I believe California went into a class action lawsuit to make sure that you could opt out. We're not supposed to be able to opt out in Arizona, but my husband, being the very ingenious leadership mind that he has and command intelligence he has, he pursued it all the way to the top. And we were told, no, you can't do that, you can't do that. Well, after saying, well, then I'll be the instigator of a class action lawsuit if you don't. So the next day we get a call from somebody at the top of the organization board, and in a very meek voice she says, we have opted you out. And this is an option for anyone who really pursues it. See, they don't want you to pursue it because the smart meters really defeat their intention unless everybody's on it. So, but I believe California has successfully gone through a class action lawsuit. I think you do have the rights.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds good. I do live in a condo complex, so it may be a little trickier, but I will pursue
it. That may be a little tricky.
But
it's still worth pursuing.
Okay, now I'll get to the good part. 3-4 weeks ago, when you were doing the blessing seminar and you held the phone up, remember you held the phone up so that we could hear the joy from everyone at the seminar? Oh, my gosh. I got chills just now again thinking of it. What a tidal wave of joy that was. I was just lit up. I had chills everywhere. My heart just went just wide open. You know, my eyes got moist. It was so beautiful. And to think, you know, as I thought of it in the following week, that same feeling just washed over me. It was so powerful. And so thank you all for your joy.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I wish you could have been here. At some point in the future, I'm sure we'll do another one. And I hope you'll make it to the next one. We were in a tremendous state of joy. It was such a privilege to have that authentic experience with Yeshua together and feel the magnitude of energy multiplied times all the people in the room. It was an amazing experience. So thank you for saying that, Kathy, and thank all the blessing givers for being here and multiplying our numbers. So now we do need to move into our blessing today. And I need to go ahead and mute these calls. That's what I'm working on right now. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here. And it looks like I did not get to everybody. Some of you came in last minute, so don't forget your questions next time. Be sure and ask them. Remember, write them down so that next time you can ask them, and be on the board earlier, because the sooner I get your questions, then the more I can tailor what I say to the group to the things that are relevant to you. Okay, we will begin our blessing. And since I've already given the basic instruction, I will just give the simple orientation. Please be in your position. And I would like your attention to dispense your mind, put it away, put it on the park bench. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. And for 3 minutes, you will pray the prayers of your heart. In those 3 minutes, that will consist of an invocation from me to Yeshua, my expression of gratitude to him on your behalf. You may also express your gratitude if you wish, simply pray your prayer. He knows you're grateful. At the end of the 3 minutes, the prayer that you will hear will only last maybe 30 seconds to a minute. So beyond that point, I will be the conduit for this flow of energy that will move through you. And I will let you know when that's finished. But when it's finished, I want you to go and rest without thought for at least seven minutes. And it's okay if you fall asleep. It's okay. But don't think. Don't make up a list of expectations. Just allow this energy to filter your whole body, heart, and soul, because the ripple effect from that will reach out into the environment and also bless your friends and solve your problems. So, here we go. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, cherished by all of us, thank you for loving us, caring for us, leading us into the light, giving us hope, and strengthening our faith when it seems that all we can do is focus upon our problems. Help us to embrace our wholeness as we surrender into the pure, sweet vulnerability of our heart and our readiness to receive your blessings. Thank you for touching us, for healing us, and for being with us when we are frightened or when we face the unknown, knowing that we are loved, and not so much as a sparrow falls that the Father does not know. We ask you for all that you have to give us in the sweet, blessed name and love of your true being and all that you are. Amen. the blessing energy has been conveyed. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes, and I hope to hear from you again next week and be with you on the blessing call. Much love from me, and God be with you all. Bye-bye.